Use your key! Use your key!
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We come into your gates with thanksgiving, Lord. We come into your courts with praise, Father. We lay between the porch and the altar, interceding for our brothers and sisters all over this earth. And oh God, we thank you for watching over us last night as we slept and slumbered. You woke us up this morning in the land of the living with our hearts and our minds set on your plan and purpose for our lives, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you stayed the hand of the death angel last night. And we thank you above all things, Father, that we serve a God that neither sleeps nor slumbers. So this morning, God, as we come into your gates, Father, we thank you for the resurrected Jesus, Father. We thank you that, Lord God, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Everything in heaven and everything on earth, everything under the earth, oh God, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And so, Lord God, this day, we thank you for watching over us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we woke up this morning with our affections set on what you set your affections on, Father. That we love what you love and we hate what you hate, Father. We thank you this morning that your mercies are new every morning, and it is because of your mercies we are not consumed. So this morning, God, we declare and decree that we will no longer live in our emotions, that we will stay on our God assignments as prayer warriors and intercessors and watchmen on the wall, praying proactive prayers instead of reactive prayers, drawing a line in the sand and letting the enemy know that this is how far you can come and you come no further. For we walk with diplomatic authority as we shine the light of truth in dark places, and as we shine the light of truth, oh God, we know that darkness has to flee, God, because whom the sun sets free is free indeed. So this morning, God, as we command our morning, we thank you that your mercies are new every morning, that it is because of your mercies that we are not consumed, God. We thank you this morning. We declare and decree, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds this morning, for the casting out of demons, for casting down vain imaginations and everything that lifts itself up against the knowledge of you, God. May our thoughts be in subjection to you, for Christ is our King and our Lord and our kinsman redeemer, oh God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Father, that your anointing yoke destroys every disease and every weight of oppression upon our lives, God. As we cast our cares upon you, we have but to come into your inner court, oh God. And when our hearts are overwhelmed, we know that we can run to the rock that is higher than we are, God. We can find refuge under your wings, God. We thank you this morning, Father, that you have given your angels charge over us, that not one of our feet shall dash against a stone. So this morning, as you break the chains of oppression, as you break the chains of oppression, oh God, and depression, oh God, as you cancel out the assignment of every mental disease of schizophrenia and bipolar, God, we thank you in advance, God, how you're touching those that we're praying for this morning, how you're ordering their steps, for the steps of the righteous are ordered by you, God. We thank you. We thank you this morning, God, that you have established divine perimeters and borders, Lord God, that all legislation that does not line up with your will, God, that you cancel it out, that you veto and nullify it in the name of Jesus. And every covert activity, every strategic prayer, every conjured spirit, God, that seeks to destroy your people, that seeks to sift your people as wheat, we thank you, Lord God, that you lift up a standard against them, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. that you nullify every diabolical decision and every ruling concerning our ministry and our lives and the lives of our family members, our friends, and those associated with our ministries, God, that you, God, cancel their assignments, that you nullify and veto, God, that they don't even come into existence, Father. We pray for every leader, God, every governmental official, God. We pray that they surround themselves with covenant keepers, covenant believers, and covenant makers that will speak life and not death into situations, that won't just be yes men, but will say what you say, God, because they have cut covenant with you, God. We thank you this morning that we take control of the airways, the galaxies, the systems, the stratospheres, the hemispheres, and the atmospheres, oh God. We take dominion over what you have given us dominion over back in the Garden of Eden, God. You said take dominion over this earth. We will not pray, God, second heaven prayers. We will not go where you have not given us authority. We walk with diplomatic authority in this earth, oh God, and we declare and decree that everywhere our feet trod, we shall possess the land, for we are your covenant people, Father. We thank you this morning, God. Hallelujah, that you disallow and veto every diabolical sanction and covert activity that the enemy has created for our demise, oh God. Let our words, hallelujah, thank you, Lord God, let our prayer words take on the form of heat-seeking missiles as they propel themselves into the kingdom of darkness, hitting their target every time, God. For we have dominion here on earth, and we walk in the authority that you have given us. Lord God, we thank you. That your plan for us is to prosper us, God. Your plan for us is to reconcile us back to you so that we can walk with you like Adam and Eve did in the cool of the day, naked and not ashamed, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our Jehovah Gaborah, that we contend with those who you contend with, that we fight against those that you fight against, Lord God, that we take hold of our shield and our buckler, and we stand still to see the salvation of our Heavenly Father that can do anything but fail, our faithful, wise, true, and living God. We thank you this morning that you have called us your set-aside people, that you call us sons and daughters, that you order our steps and direct our path, Lord God, that you keep our feet on the straight and narrow, God, for broad and spacious is the road leading to destruction, and many are finding it, but narrow and cramped, oh God, is the road leading to salvation, and few are finding it, God. We thank you this morning, God, that you clothe us in your garment of warfare, God, that we leap over troops and run through buildings because of the anointing that you've placed on our lives, God. That when we step into a chaotic situation, that calmness must come because of the authority that you've placed in us, because your glory sits in us, oh God. And we thank you, God, that yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you, God, are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us, oh God. And you, God, have shown us that they're only shadows. So we speak to the dry bones. Let you stand up and magnify a holy God that can do anything but fail. We come, Lord God, and we thank you for putting words in our mouth, because you said that you would put the words, your words, in the mouth of your prophets. So, Lord God, we will only speak what you say speak. Oh God, we will only go where you say go, God. And oh God, we thank you for the Macedonian call to go therefore and make disciples of people of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we know the weapons that you have given us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you make our feet like hinds' feet, that you give us stability so that we stand firmly flat-footed, oh God, and defend the territory that you have given us authority over, oh God. So we pray for the hearts of the people, God. the hearts of the people, that they turn back towards you. Because, Lord God, you will not remove the regional demons and imps, oh God, until the heart of the people turn back to you. So, Lord God, we thank you that if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves, repent, and turn to Shuva, turn from their wicked ways, then, Father, will you heal our land. Then will you hear from heaven and pour out blessings that our hands and our hearts will not be able to receive, oh God. We are submitted vessels, surrendered vessels, workmen needing not be ashamed, because we rightly divide your word. So today, God, we thank you for breaking down every strategic plan of the enemy. Oh God, we thank you that you are our rock and our shield and our strong tower, and that you have equipped us with the shield of salvation, and that your right hand has established us as victors in this battle. We know that, and this Holy Spirit intercedes for us and moans and groans, and Yeshua sits at your right hand interceding for us for day and night. So we stand in a win-win situation, God. And oh God, we disapprove and prohibit any demonic activities and interception or hindering spirits that come to hinder what you have spoken over our life in heaven above, God. Lord God, this day we break every chain of oppression, oh God. We break every chain of demonic activity, God. We break every chain of generational curses, known and unknown. We thank you, Lord God, that you've closed those doors, that you've placed the blood of Yeshua over the doorpost so that the enemy cannot enter in again. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone. So, Lord God, apply the blood of Yeshua to the doorposts of our hearts. So, Lord God, as we lay between the porch and the altar this morning, as we intercede for our brothers and sisters all over the world, we thank you for provisions for missionary works. We thank you for provisions for advancing the kingdom, oh God. And we thank you in advance, God, that this day, that nothing that comes across our path cannot be handled, because we walk by faith and not by sight, God. We walk by all that you have spoken over our life in heaven above, long before the foundation of the earth. We cling to it, oh God. We cleave to you, God. We only seek to please you. We will not be foiled by what man says. We will not be moved by what they think we can and cannot do. You have established us, oh God. You have told us that you are doing a new thing in the earth. Let us be a part of us. Let us be transformed by the renewing of our minds this morning, God. And we'll forever give you all the praise as you protect our children as they go about their various assignments, that they're not in an accident, God, that they're not a part of an accident, God. We cancel out pedophiles that stalk the schoolyard and troll the internet. We cancel out bullies that walk the hallways of schoolhouses and playgrounds, God. We cancel their assignment. We make it a part of Yeshua's footstool this day, God. And we thank you in advance for being God all by yourself, that you don't need a co-signer to bless us. We just give you all honor, God. We give you all praise. And it's in the masterless name of Jesus that we pray this morning and every morning. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Rabu shataka rabu. He kolo rabu kasa. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.